Well, happy Friday, guys. You have tuned in again to the FDN Fantastic Friday Call. We come to you guys every week talking all things FDN, Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. That's why we say FDN for short. I'm one of your hosts, Brandon Molay, FDN practitioner, mentor, clinical advisor, and been around here a while. And I love what I do, the organization, but I like working with my own clients as well. So for me, it's FDN all the time, just a little different flavor throughout the week, but love what I get to do. And I'm joined by my co-host, good friend, colleague, Brendan Vermeier. So he's got a lot of titles too. He does a lot of things also, but really focuses on our community. Once you graduate, handing off to his safekeeping for our community, organization, the postgraduate support we have with this amazing group of people and practitioners coming together to make the world a much better place with what we do. Today is January 17th, 2020, so we're a couple calls into this year. Hopefully 2020 has been good for you and things are going well. If not, there's plenty of time to change that, do some course correction, make some adjustments, or sometimes just go with the flow. Maybe there's something you need to learn. Maybe you need some time to work on something else. I was just mentioning to Brendan, end of the year was, so it's really, really busy for me. Actually, last 6 months have been, but January has been more average, which is kind of nice to have. It feels like a break. I feel like, boy, I should be working a lot more hours, but actually a little bit of a slight slowdown a little bit to make it more manageable and giving me actually more time to work on some projects and different things that I've been having to put off here for a little while. So sometimes you just kind of go with it and you just think about things that are going to help you grow in whatever you're doing. If you're moving through the course, if you are a practitioner yourself, look at those days. We all have 24 hours in a day, and we got to think about the best ways to utilize those. And it doesn't mean just productivity. It can be just some downtime if you need that. So random thought there, but again, hope you guys are doing well. This is a live call, so if you want to call in and talk with us, ask a question, make a comment, we certainly welcome that. Last, I guess, 3 months or so, we've mostly had all caller shows. We used to pull from a list of questions off of Facebook, but you guys have been so great to call in and talk with us. We love those live questions. We have some regulars now at this point, so that's good. So you guys are welcome to call in. That number is 347-637-1378. Again, 347-637-1378 is the number. Dial that. Hit 1 on your keypad. I'll see you. I'll call out your area code and bring you on the call. You can ask a question or two, and we'll just talk about things. We'll support you, help you however we can, and it'll be great. So, I have a few graduates that I do want to announce. I'll go ahead and do that here at the beginning of the show. We announce graduates every week, and we have graduates every week unless we're, the office is closed, we're not doing verbal finals, but pretty much every week we have graduates to congratulate, and so we always want to highlight those. It can be one or it could be 10. We just did ebbs and flows a little bit there too, but we like to acknowledge that you made it through the course. You've completed all the things we asked you to do. You did them definitely to our satisfaction. You learned and grew through the course. You completed quite a written final. You've done several practicals and a verbal final, and you have done what you needed to do to prove to us and to yourself that you can do this work, which is amazing. So it's a cool time. I get to talk to every graduate at this point, which is great. Reed does too with the postgraduate interview that you get to talk to him also. But the verbal final, I get to do all those. And so I get to hear all the stories and where you came from and where you're heading and what your plans are. And it's really awesome. So I usually like to spend the first few minutes of that call getting to know the person a little bit. Kind of eases the nerves a little bit, but also I want to know who's out there. And so we can direct you in what you need so you can wherever you're at. Now, everybody comes in this course, different positions, different places in their business, in their career, in life, and we're just sort of helping you make it to that next level and however that we can. That's kind of what I see myself doing. I think Brendan, the same thing, you're just getting to that next level each time. So graduates, we've got three of them. So I want to say congratulations to, first of all, Vanity Medina from Los Angeles, California, Victoria Franca from Boynton Beach, Florida. And then another warm place, I think, right now is Stephanie Julian from Phoenix, Arizona. So we got some sunshine there being represented this week as graduates. So, ladies, congratulations. Great job. Super proud of you. hopefully warmer than Kentucky and Kansas.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly, exactly. So, well, Brendan, man, what's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just doing my thing. I'm kind of right there with you where things are a little bit more manageable, shall we say, which is nice change of pace because, you know, you can't go too hard for too long. Got to balance it out. But, yeah, it's definitely cold here, and I don't know how it is where in Kentucky, but it's kind of a freezing rain here in Kansas City. It's not super exciting, but I'm feeling a good hibernation coming on.
Well, it's just that's a body, right? We go with the rhythms of nature and the seasons, and there's something to be said for that. So it's okay. I think we have to go with that flow sometimes, and I've learned to listen to my body a lot more than ever. Now, we teach you about listening to the body when you're making changes to diet or supplementation or exercise, but it's also just listening to it on a day-by-day, minute-by-minute basis. You know, what do you need right now? Do you feel like you're needing some downtime or rev things up, or It's a listening, because your body's, you're in your body, and it is, you know, unique to you, and all the things you've experienced through life, all the influences there, the physical realm, the spiritual realm, the mental realm, emotional realm, social realm, all those things come together, and that's why the work we do is so specialized, because it's super, super customized. Yeah, we start from the same premises, the same principles, and we do the same intake forms, and we run the same labs, but after that, that's when it gets super customized, and then we get to know you better, and that's why I think our approach works so well. Not that you couldn't do some general things to help your health, but if you want to get to that next level, it's going to take a little more information and learning some things and slowing down maybe and listening to your body.
So true.
So, yeah. So, I guess anything on the AFGMP side of things you wanted to bring up or announce or anything we need to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did our weekly AFGNP Facebook Live with Brandy this week. So for those of you that are in the AFGNP, be sure to check that out. Obviously, we've got the weekly AFGNP newsletter. It goes out every single Wednesday. So make sure you're in the loop on that. There's a lot of good things happening with AFGNP, a lot of good things behind the scenes that we're working on. So one thing that we are going to be doing differently, so next week we have Detective Hour is our webinar of the week. However, we're changing the format of Detective Hour. Previously, we really just haven't been getting a lot of participation with Detective Hour, but at the same time, we've been getting a lot of feedback saying, hey, we want more case support. So I didn't want to speak to that briefly in that, you know, the best case support that we really offer is going to be the medical director consults that you obviously get when you order your testing through the medical director program. You can meet with, you know, Whitney, Brandon, myself, any of the clinical advisors to get that one-on-one guidance on your case. That's obviously the strongest option. Of course, you can get case support through the AFGNP Facebook group with more kind of like quick questions and whatnot on the Facebook forum, and then certainly with Detective Hours. So we decided to change the way that we're doing Detective Hours, so be sure to pay attention to the email and the Facebook Live that we did where we announced all these updates. But we're actually going to be doing Detective Hour through Zoom, and we're going to be streaming it live to the Facebook group. So it's basically a Facebook Live instead of using GoToWebinar. Now, our rationale with that, we want it to be more of an interactive experience. So what you can do is submit your questions, and we are working on setting up a very organized, automated system behind the scenes where we're going to have a web link form, and you can actually submit a little bit about your case that you want to go over in Detective Hour. So we previously used to do it where we would have people submit a full case with a full case note write-up, all of the labs. We would ask you to come on the webinar live and do that. But that was just kind of proving to not be effective. We weren't getting a lot of participation or attendance. And also some of the feedback we got was, you know, maybe you don't want to go on the webinar as a co-host and be featured. Maybe that's a little too much pressure, or, you know, spending a full hour just going over one case. So now what we're doing is you can submit basically a brief synopsis of the case, like one or two paragraphs about who is this person, what's going on with them, what are their main health complaints, and then you can include some screenshots of, you know, some of the lab work and what are some of your specific questions. So then it's kind of like with the Friday call where we take these live questions, but a little bit more sophisticated because we have you fill out a web form survey where you provide us with more information about the case and specific questions. So instead of dissecting the whole case from A to Z, it's more of like a brief synopsis. What's the specific questions? Maybe a couple screenshots of the labs. And, you know, we're going to fill the full hour going through as many of those as possible. So I'm excited about the changeup. I think it's going to be more interactive, more engaging, a more intimate setting than kind of the stuffy go-to webinar sort of thing. So be sure to check that out. That's next Wednesday. Can't wait to see you guys there. And then the only other thing I wanted to mention, you know, we have been dealing with, you know, we're always dealing with all the things and trying to, you know, my job, guys, I'm here to serve you guys. My job is to serve you guys, make you guys happy, and also be your voice, your advocate, so that that way I can relay information back to FDN leadership so that we can enhance our offerings. So something that's kind of come up over and over is we are very cognizant of what promotions we allow to be, promoted at you guys or projected at you guys. And sometimes people say, oh, it feels a little bit too salesy or there's too many promotions and it just feels like you guys are trying to sell us stuff. So I'd like to speak to that because, guys, I keep it real with y'all. I think y'all know that. And if you don't, you don't know me, in which case we should talk and let's hang out and let's vibe. But my point being, I'd really like to change the chosen perception, your chosen belief system, your chosen outlook on that, because I will tell you that in the meetings behind the scenes, we are very cognizant of who we allow to market themselves at you guys. So, for example, we all love Dr. Tom O'Brien. Well, every single time that Dr. Tom O'Brien comes on, he promotes his book or he promotes his gluten practitioner course. And we allow that because we believe in his product, we believe in his value, and we're simply now let's keep in mind that all of our guests that we bring on for webinars, they are all experts. They are all experts within different realms, and they are donating their time. They are donating their expertise to come on, give us some of their time for free in order to provide some education. Now, certainly our job, part of my job, is to be a filter. We don't let anybody come in and, you know, market their stuff at you guys. But we are going to, we have these strategic alliances, strategic partnerships. Let's keep in mind, like, yeah, I mean, it does take money to keep the lights on for you guys. You know, we can't just put on the AFDNP for free. That's why we have an AFDNP quarterly membership fee. Now, our job is to make it so valuable that you don't have to think twice about spending that $99 a quarter. But I just kind of want to speak openly to that, where we are very cognizant and sensitive to, we don't want to bombard you guys with promotions. I don't ever want you guys to feel like we're just shoving salesy stuff at you. But I also want to challenge your attitude and also attitude of gratitude. You know, we're trying to give you guys every possible resource you could ever need to be successful as an FDN professional. That is our mission. Now, we're always welcome to constructive feedback. What we're not open to is destructive feedback. So certainly that's not tolerated. We don't deal with it. So we do deal with it, but it's not tolerated and it's not going to end well for you. And we barely ever have any issues with that, so I'm not going to go into it. But that's where I don't want to make any premature announcements, but something that I am now doing is offering AFDNP courtesy calls. So you can actually go to my scheduling link and you can schedule a 15-minute courtesy call, where you and I just get to hop on the phone, chat about literally anything you want pertaining to your AFDNP experience. And my job is to be your functional health bro, which is what I love doing. So I'm here to listen. I'm here to serve. I'm here to report back to FDN leadership with your constructive feedback and see how can we make the experience better. So I want to open that up. So if anybody ever has any concerns, anything you want to, you know, vent about or express or, you know, constructively, maturely, lovingly communicate, I am there in, you know, it is kind of like a 15-minute courtesy call, but I'll tell you right now, you know, I've done a few already that were like 30 minutes or whatever. So I'm here to listen. I'm here to serve. And I welcome you guys to come to me first, you know. So, yeah, I think that's about all that needs to be said on that. But I'm here for you guys. So let me know what I can do to serve you. And, yeah, we'll keep trying to make FDN as amazing as we possibly can.
Very well put. That's been the heart of FDN since the beginning. That's why, Brendan, I think you're in a great, you fill a great role there and do great in the position that you do, because you got the same heart that's been in FDN since the very beginning. And we try to do our best. Doesn't mean we don't make mistakes every once in a while, and but they're not purposeful. They're not malicious. And we always course correct. And that's just, you know, not that, you know, Detective Hour was a mistake, but going back to that as an example, if we hear from you guys that, hey, this isn't working, this isn't benefiting us, we're not getting results, it's not very much bang for the buck or whatever, we're a small enough company that we can make some quick changes and just pretty much on a dime make a change to improve whatever we're offering, because we all have limited time, and that's the biggest thing there, limited time, a lot of people to help. So there's no reason to monkey around with things that don't work. That's why we love FDM, because it just methodology and what we do just works. So we want to maximize things as much as possible, so the benefit to you guys. And yeah, that's why one reason I've been with this organization for as long as I have, and proud to call myself a practitioner, because of I know what's behind it, the people that are behind it, what we're trying to do. Because if you guys aren't happy out there, if you aren't successful, if you aren't enjoying the work that you do, if you're not getting results, then FDN is going to be no more, right? You can't teach a course for 10 years and not be getting results. You can't be a practitioner for 10 years and not be getting results, right? So that's what it's about. So it's practical. That's why I liked the course. It was like, yeah, there's plenty of science and academic discussion in there, but it's also, okay, what's practically going to work to get the results? And that's one of the things that's going to drive you. I had a really good week as far as my personal clients this week. I felt like I had so many people that were having major improvement, really just seeing improvement they never have had in years, doing lots of different things, and that's exciting. I thrive on that. I love that. So I celebrate with the highs, but then trying to get to lows with the lows, right? Because lows sometimes are just some feedback. We talked about that before as far as case management goes. So trust the system, trust the methodology, give it some time. It's going to work, and that's where I'm at. I'll stand beside that statement show on my dying day, I'm sure, but all right. Well, good stuff. So about 40 minutes left in the call here, and we'll jump on to questions now. So there's a few of them are written in, but I will look to you guys out there on the switchboard. Anybody that wants to ask a question, we are happy to answer there. Number is 347-637-1378, and I've got a hand raise here. So 716 area code there, 716 area code. What's your name?
Karen Lynn.
Well, hello, Karen.
Well, hi, Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
I have a few questions. Oh, good. How are you?
Doing good. How can we help today?
Well, I had a couple questions. So somebody had mentioned earlier about a courtesy call. How would you go about setting that up? I'm not too familiar with how to set that up.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of a brand new thing that we just started offering. So I'm, you know, starting to speak up about it more, just so everybody knows that they can come to me. So I posted my scheduling link in the Facebook group recently. I mean, I could rattle off the exact link, but it's just through my scheduling app, which should also be on like the mentor page on FDN Connect, like, you know, schedule your practical sessions. It should be there too. I'll repost in the Facebook group, or you could always just email info@metabolicsolutionsllc.com and my assistant will help you out. But yeah, I'll make sure that link is accessible.
Okay. And then, so I just had a quick, actually two more quick questions. One thing I noticed is that sometimes when I'm watching the videos, myself or other people have questions that will go on the Facebook, for the trainees, and they'll say, hey, you know, Reed mentioned this. Is this what he talked about? Or is this what he mentioned? Or what does he mean by that? Or could you expand on that? So is there any possibility that there would ever be transcripts so that if, or is there a specific way on how to ask? Because I had posted one, but I didn't get a chance to re-watch the segment again to see exactly in the particular video, like what time something was mentioned came up. So I didn't respond yet because they said there was a lot in the video. So I was just curious if like transcripts would help, because then I can say, oh, on this page on the transcript, some this was said or mentioned. So I'm maybe that made sense, or maybe it didn't. But.
Now I get your question there, Karen. So do you like writing transcripts? Maybe you want to do it.
I have my master's in social work, and I got a lot of materials through, you know, nothing that didn't have anything to do with my local coursework, and that's how I learned, because there's, you know, unfortunately, I have some learning disabilities, so I sometimes might have to listen to something 5 or 6 times to even get the word that they're saying if I hadn't heard it before. Because I have some auditory processing issues, but I do normally do that, but I'm just noticing without the transcripts, it seems like it's a little bit trickier to kind of get a specific question answered. On a particular slide.
Gotcha. You aren't the first one that's asked about transcripts before. It's something we've not done before. Brendan might know a little more as far as current status, though. We just have not created that. I don't know. I always felt like it was maybe the style of teaching a little bit, and the way just the way that Reed speaks and goes through the videos, plus, you know, a lot of the learning comes in with the practicality side of things, actually doing it. I understand your situation with, you know, like you said, auditory processing and that aspect there, I could see that as very helpful. I think that most of the time what I just tell people, since we don't have a transcript I can give you right now, is that I'm not sure where you are in the course, but usually things that don't make sense in the video, because you'll probably feel good about at least 50 to 60% of what you're listening to. You know, there might be a 40% or less that you're like, not sure exactly what he's meaning by this. Usually that will get itself worked out by going through the practical sessions. That's usually where sort of comes together. So if you haven't got to any practicals yet, that's what I tell people, just wait till you get some of those. So questions will be answered that way, and then you start to apply it, because FDN is better applied than anything else, because it is itself a practical take it and do something with it result. So so if you haven't gotten to practicals yet, that's going to help quite a bit.
Okay. And I did have another question. I live in New York State, and there's a lot of regulations on breathing, everything. So is there a website that I can go to help me understand what I can and can't do in New York State when I finish and get my certification? Because there's, you know, I know things probably vary by state, but I'm still a little confused on what's allowed ethically and what's not allowed ethically. I mean, obviously the treat and diagnose, that's like kind of a given, but so I understand that, but you know, yeah. So if that can get some clarification on that.
Yeah. I would say one place you can go is the American Nutrition Association. There's a map that they have. It talks about some regulations and policies. I think it's a good start to sort of look to see, you know, how they rate your state in particular. But if you want to get down into it, I'd probably go ahead and, you know, specifically do some research and check it out as far as reading statutes and all the good stuff there around the state, and see what's involved there as far as maybe just in general what you can say, what you shouldn't say, as far as being, you know, an FDN practitioner alone, or depending on what other sort of certifications or licensure that you have. So if it's something you're concerned about, I think I would just, you know, get real specific about it. Now, as far as just running labs, we do have a list, and it tells on the medical director program page, and I think Brandy has a list also of what labs are allowed to be ran in New York, or at least a sample taken in New York. Some of them will. So I know there's some statutes there with, I think it's Department of Health or something. I can't remember what it is exactly,
okay.
But there's some labs. Basically, New York State requires hefty fees for some labs to run functional labs in the state. So a lot of those lab companies are smaller, and they have not elected to pay that. Therefore, they haven't been able to run those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nothing.
So
yeah, they would operate in those states if they could. Exactly. So you have to be a little more, not creative, but just there's different options, different things that you'll do to be able to work there and feel good about what you're doing. So I'd say definitely reach out to the medical director program and just see what we've got as far as that goes. I think we keep up with that pretty often. Those are updated. And maybe there's some resources in AFTMP also. Brendan, are there some? I know there's a lot of practitioners in New York that I'm sure chime in on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you know, always just reaching out to our, you know, network and community through the Facebook group because everybody has their kind of inside scoop. I can never even keep it straight, so my assistant always has to, like, check with the this or that. But Brandy, you know, as our medical director program director, whatever, you know, she has kind of all the breakdown of where we can get kits, where we can't. So actually even just on the medical director program menu on FDN Connect, I mean, it says right there, you know, it can't be, you know, like every state excluding New York, and New York is one of those states that we can't do as much testing in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like they're permitted to, if there's a certain fee that's paid, it's just too high to make it feasible for those to be run in the state. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
That is my understanding. I could be wrong about specific aspects of that, but yeah, that's my understanding. And so, you know, some of the big, like LabCorp or Quest, some of these big companies like this, they have the resources to go ahead and do that, or they've got things just right, but other ones don't. So they just elect to, you know, run in 49 states out of 50. And that's okay. They just deal with that. So, but I'll say this as an overarching thing here, that don't let any of that scare you or make you wonder about things. Definitely find out about what you can do in your state. But two things to keep in mind. The principles is really the biggest thing that you're learning with the course. So if you can't run the exact same labs necessarily than what you're taught in the course, any lab that you're going to be able to run, that there's going to be something that's close to that or equivalent to it that you'll be able to do. So don't worry about that. I'd say just focus on what's in the course and the principles that you're going to learn there and running those labs. And then anything that you have to modify a little bit to do FDN where you're at, it'll be fine. It'll be won't be a big jump. It'll be really simple movement there to it. So wouldn't stress about it.
I wanted to ask a question too on just extra recommended reading. So when I logged in, I think there was like 80 different books that were, you know, suggested to help understand some of the concepts better. And I think one of them I had to get for my anxiety disorders class, you know, why zebras don't get ulcers or something like that. But outside of that one, is there maybe like a top 5 or 10 that anybody feels that really made a difference in them understanding some of the concepts that are presented throughout the certification course versus 80?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll put that out to everybody that's listening now if you want to jump on and throw out there as far as books go. I'm going to look at my bookshelf here in the office while I'm thinking about that. Maybe Brendan has one that comes to mind immediately.
I mean, it really kind of depends on the subject because that's where they're, you know, most, unless it's more of like a textbook that's really just covering a lot of fundamental physiology, biochemistry, as far as like more specific functional medicine related topics, a lot of different, you know, topic heavy books such as, you know, Dr. Ben Lynch's Dirty Genes, if you want to dig more into kind of the genetic side, or, Isabella Wentz's Hashimoto's protocol is amazing if you really want to learn more about thyroid and autoimmunity. And, you know, in a lot of these books that you might, or, you know, Dr. Tom O'Brien has some of his own books, Dr. Jolie. So, I mean, there's just so many. It's almost more like, well, what subject are you really wanting to dive more into? And then there's a wealth of books within each section.
Right.
I think with books, you're right. The challenge you get into there is that as an FDN practitioner, we want to think less specific and more general. Mm-hmm. Your challenge is always going to be I think maybe it's just we're sort of trained with the medical system and everything that we have now with modern medicine, is that you need to be very specialized and very specific and very minute details. You have to get down to this, you know, reductionistic way of thinking when we know that's really not the best way to go. Now, there's certain times you want to utilize that, right, with science and with medicine, but we're not practicing medicine. So thinking more global, you're always going to have to try to pull yourself away from the really specific things and go more global. So mm-hmm. in some ways, reading some of those books now, they can actually be a little bit of a detriment and a little bit of a red herring that sort of gets you off in a direction that's a little bit detrimental to you as you're moving through the course right now. I think it's something that I usually tell people, if you're taking the FDN course, that's all you need to do. Don't take an advanced module from ours. Don't do another course. Don't do another webinar. Really focus in on that. Learn those principles, and then that lays a foundation for you to then get more specific and more in-depth. That's why we limit the amount of labs you can run as a trainee. That's why you can join AFTMP as a trainee, but usually don't recommend it that much, and get on the Facebook pages and start to learn all these different things that are out there, because there are more things out there. But what we teach in FDN are the basic principles and the labs that Reed used for a long time, we still use to build and have the success that he did. We limit that scope for you as protection, because it's there's a million subjects you can get into and all sorts of different things. Now, they all have benefit. I think we should be somewhat familiar with them, and maybe you want to specialize in something a little bit, maybe your marketing niche or a certain population group or issue you work with. That's okay, but I think most of the time it's really easy to run into just too much stuff, too much information, and you're trying to piece it all together where it fits into. It's like, lay this foundation first. Get really solid with the foundations, because if you listen to this call very much, Brendan and I, if you probably listened to a call today versus one 3 months ago, we may say some really similar things because it comes mm-hmm. back to those foundational principles always. And so if those foundational principles are not laid, it's going to be a real challenge. So just a little bit of admonishment, just a warning there on that.
So with the advanced courses, do you have to finish the certification course before you can register for those other ones? Like, I guess the phase two or something.
I don't believe you have to. Brendan, do you know for sure? I think you could purchase that course and start taking it along with it. I know some people have in the past. I don't know if we've changed the rules on that, but as far as I know, yes, you can.
Okay.
Like, you have to finish the FDN program before you can do the advanced
mm-hmm.
modules?
Yes.
Right.
I don't think so, because like the advanced modules are actually available for anybody to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Not that happens very regularly, but I've told some of my doctor friends like, hey, you should take my O course or whatever. But yeah, it is one of those. Yeah, we really try to have a trainee get through the kind of level one course, if you will, and master that material before going into the level two curriculum. But nobody's going to tell you can't go ahead and jump into some of those. So
mm-hmm.
you got to go know your multiplication tables before you can do algebra. That's just how it goes, right? So yeah, lay the foundation first. So it's good you're thinking about that. You're sort of raring to go and get deeper into things. But, I think enjoy the journey and kind of sort of where you're at with things right now. And it's going to be really fun. So you've got, I'm not sure how far, it doesn't sound like you're too far into things as far as practicals go. So you probably have another at least 3-4 months there of working through some of the material and all the things that we asked for. So I think enjoy that journey and just really put the blinders on and focus in on that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good questions, Karen. Thanks a lot. Very cool. Good questions there from training. Yeah. Nice stuff. It is a challenge, right? There's so much out there, and that does happen. I know a lot when people graduate and then they get on AFTMP's website or the Facebook page or other FDM pages that are out there, and it's like, whoa, I hadn't heard of this. What is that? Do I need to know this? And all of a sudden, I'll get the emails, I'll get the phone calls, and they're freaking out. Oh, I didn't know about this. What is this? What about this other lab here? Oh, what about mold? I didn't learn any of the stuff in the course, and they're kind of freaking out. So I'm not making fun of you, but that happens very often. So that's why you got to lay the foundation, and then all those things will fit into that basic foundation because it comes back to the basics, right? You can be a mold expert, but if you don't tell your people how to do the dress protocol properly, they're never going to get better, right? So always comes back to that. So don't let all that cool stuff weigh you down. And really, if you don't know all the cool stuff, you're still going to get great results. I didn't know all the cool stuff 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and I still got great results. And so don't feel like you have to know about everything. And we've said this on the call before, and I'll still stand beside this. When you graduate the FTN course, the first thing to do is go get your first 10 clients. If you wanted to be a practitioner, go sign some people up and start working with them. That's the most important thing. Other than AFTMP, right, that support that. And that helps you to get your first 10 clients and that be able to support those. So that's sort of part and parcel. But the goal is get out there and start practicing. Because if you don't have anybody to work with, first of all, you're not going to pay any of your bills. And then second of all, you can't get the practice that you need because things in the textbook, yeah, we're a very practical course, but things are different in real life. So there's still some nuances of the person that you're talking to. There's skills that you're going to need to develop to be a really good practitioner. We pretty much cover in the course, but some things that we allude to that you just have to sort of learn by experience. And so advanced modules are cool too. They're good, but, I don't think we want to be in school forever. I was ready to, get my training and get out there and start using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good advice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good stuff. All right. Let's see. We have area code 510. 510. What's your name?
This is Joe Phillips calling.
Hello, Joe. I was wondering if that was you.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with the last caller and reiterate what you guys are saying. I want to share a little positive note. I get the opportunity to work with a lot of people here at Cliff Bar, and a lot of the times I'm not running labs and just working off the basic foundational principles of using the dress model. And I had a woman come back from India. Her brother's a doctor back there, and she had some immune problems, gallstones. She was pretty smart about a lot of the stuff, but I ran her through the dress program, and I did that in 5 months. After she came back from this trip over the holidays, her brother was shocked. She had no gallstones, no scarring in her stomach. They even did an MRI to see if she had any other issues going on with her body from an immune standpoint. She was totally healed, and it was all through just running the basic foundational principles with dress. So the last caller, if she's still listening, it's amazing what you can do with just keeping it real simple and kind of mastering the foundational principles. It was great to hear that. She was so grateful and thankful that it really changed her life. So I wanted to share that with you guys and say thanks, and I appreciate all the support that you guys do give us.
Joe, that's awesome. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. You call in on a pretty regular basis and always have good things to say there, and I know you're doing good work there at Cliff Bar. And you're right, highlighting a huge point there. So it's got to come back to that. It's just the basic foundational things and how powerful that is, and not even lab guided, just observation and laying down some principles there. Everybody needs to do that, and then you take that next step with the lab work and go even further. So very, very good highlight
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah, so
yep.
Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work. I'm always listening.
Cool.
Thanks,
Joe.
Really means a lot.
Yep.
Indeed it does. That's cool. Awesome. There, good reminders there. Joe's been a long-time practitioner and long-time listener and caller on the show. So, back in the early days. So that's tremendous. Good stuff. All right. Let's see here. We're about 19 minutes left in the show, so we do have some time for some more questions. If anyone wants to jump on there, that number is 347-637-1378. Again, hit 1 on the keypad there. I see a lot of you guys on the switchboard just listening, which is cool. Hello. If you want to jump on, make a comment, answer the question. You know, make your own comments there. That's just fine. We're a big community, and that's how we work. None of us are experts and gurus. Reed even says that. We all learn from each other, and works really well that way. So, all right. No hands raised right now, but so we'll grab a question off of the list here. Let me see if I can find a nice one here. Let's see. This is a good one, I think. All right. So this person here is referring to one of the questions on one of our exams. And that question is, discuss the concepts behind the brain-body diagram used by Reed in his lectures and explain why symptoms don't really matter. And they're having a problem with the next part of here is the different types of care practiced by FDNs. But I wanted to touch on the brain-body diagram there. And hopefully you guys see that and are familiar with the brain-body diagram and Reed going through that. And there's also, I think it's still in the course there, an older video of him going through it back in the day, probably, I'm going to guess, probably about 12, 13, maybe 15 years ago going through that. He does a great job. I'm laughing the whole way through, but it is a serious thing. But watch that and practice doing that. I watched that video a whole lot. And practice doing that. I do that. I pretty much use that brain-body diagram or a variation of it in almost every discussion I have about what I do and how I practice because it does lay out very well why FDN does work so well and why, you know, symptoms don't matter that much. We are aware of the symptoms, right? We ask you a bunch of questions about those. We do a symptom questionnaire, and we use those as one of our gauges of progress. But that's not our only gauge of progress, and the symptom, the diagnosis, the name, the condition, all those things, yes, you need to be aware of those, right, what the medical professional is saying about that particular person. But all those things are just the fruit, right? It's the things that's above the ground, or it's the tip of that iceberg, whatever sort of analogies that you want to use or visuals you want to use. It's just the tip there, what you see, the visible things. But if you have a plant that's not healthy, and doesn't look very good, well, one of the first things you need to think about is the root system and what the roots are, nourishment of the roots, the quality of the soil, the pH, the microbes in the soil, all these different things. Those are the underlying malfunctions and things that we search for and know how to look for using lab work with FDN. So when somebody comes to you with headaches, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm thinking in the back of my head, no idea what's causing their headaches. I could probably give them about 20 different reasons why they could be having headaches, right? But I trust the system and know that we're probably going to find the root causes or the reasons why, the underlying malfunction of why that person's body and the top, you know, leaves on the plant are yellowed, meaning they have headaches, is whatever example we're saying there. So that's the basics of it. And most people, when you say that, use an analogy like that and talk to people, they totally resonate with that. It's very understandable. It makes sense. Who wants to just Band-Aid things, really, and not really get to a root cause and truly feel better? So understanding that principle, being able to articulate that in a longer format and a shorter format will serve you very, very well because, I guess the biggest reason for me to do that is I want to make sure that we agree, me and the person I'm potentially going to work with, we agree philosophically. That's a huge thing because everything is going to be predicated on that. You've got to have that philosophical agreement of how you want to address your health because our process is not necessarily quick. You can feel better more quickly, but it's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort and some lifestyle change and some thinking might change. Your daily routine might change. A lot of things can change. It's probably not going to be free. There's a lot of things that we do that are free, but things are going to take some effort, some time, some money to do that. So if they truly understand that process and they understand this is really the only way to do this, then it should be okay. well, what do you recommend? I'm just going to do whatever it takes because I know that is the ultimate goal I want to achieve, and I believe that you can help get me there. So very good to practice that. Go through that. Watch that video. Learn that. Practice it with a friend. Practice it with everybody that you talk to in some format because, really, think about it. Person you're working with, really the only, other than maybe like some random blood work that they've had done, their only gauge of progress is symptoms. So you've got to retrain the person you're working with to, yeah, symptoms are one of our guides and they help us, but it's not our only marker of success. And it's kind of like the, analogy I've heard before is, if you squeeze a dog's tail, where does the bark come from? Well, it's way over here. Right, and we go back to the tail and address the squeezing of the tail, whatever. So it helps with the process, too, because you know what could be coming from them. You know, the really good things, but also maybe some of the hard things they have to get through. So you've got to have all those foundations laid. And, you know, the 8 questions that we teach you in the course with the onboarding helps to lay that out. And you should be able to, you know, when you go through that practical there, you need to be able talking about a little bit why symptoms don't matter and the way you address these things. And it'll be very refreshing, very logical for that person, and, you know, they'll be definitely a believer in the process.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Good point there.
Mm-hmm. So do you use something similar to that, Brendan, when you're talking to people, or what sort of analogies do you bring into the mix?
As you were saying, though, all that, I was literally just thinking, I'm like, Brennan, what do you do anymore? Because I just had a consultation yesterday with this lovely couple, and they came to me for help for their, 10-year-old daughter that's having a lot of tummy issues and tummy pain. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking of, well, what did I even tell them yesterday? Because they were very excited and ready to throw money at me and buy testing. But I've kind of evolved a lot over the years. I used to have a script that I would always run through and whatnot. And I think with experience and time, you become pretty adaptable on the fly because ultimately, and it comes with time. So it's you kind of have to, when you're first starting out, you do want to have sort of your script that very clearly communicates how you work with clients, what you do, what you don't do. And I definitely have some kind of bullet points that I hit with everybody, speaking to hey, I'm not a licensed medical provider. I don't pretend to be. What I do is blah, blah, blah. And, but honestly, just be transparent, be authentic, talk to them. With repetition, you get just more comfortable and you don't feel like you have to be so stiff and scripted because, you've done it so many times that you could, be quick on your feet because you have to really meet the person where they're at. You know, some people are very, holistic, functional minded, and other people, they have no idea. I just got an inquiry the other day. Somebody was asking through my website, do you treat fluoroquinolone toxicity? And I'm like, I don't think we're a good fit. Sorry. but it's definitely, you kind of have to feel them out and see how receptive they are. And this is where I'm a big advocate of setting up your website or sort of your web funnel, if you will. You know, you use the social media or whatever to draw them in. You try to direct them to the website. The website, if you do it right, your website protects you because it's a sort of an internet boundary that, you know, if you have it very clearly mapped out on your website, here's what I do, here's what I don't do, here's my offerings, because then it saves you a lot of work. And if they make it into your calendar and they've kind of jumped through those internet hoops to get in front of you, well, then they're already a little bit more pre-qualified, you know. Now, I know, Jen, she likes to offer complimentary discovery calls. I don't. I charge $100 for a consult because, you know, if they're going to get into my calendar and get in front of me, well, I think I should be paid for my time. And also, if you're serious about meeting with me, it shouldn't be an issue financially. And if you're not serious, then you're not going to book in. So you definitely, it takes a little experimenting, but have a script. Try to have all this on your website so that you don't have to explain it from scratch each time. But yeah, make it your own. But also make sure that you're more focused on listening to them than you are telling them stuff. You know, you really want to allow them to, because something I feel really passionate about, and then I'll shut up. People want to feel heard. I really don't think in today's world humans are very good, on average, of creating a safe, non-judgmental space for another human to step into that safe space and be seen and be heard. And, you know, if somebody, aka your potential client, your potential customer, above all else, you want to create that space for them to feel seen, to feel heard, to feel understood. And then once that has been accomplished, you then offer them a solution. You know, that's why my business is called Metabolic Solutions. I am there to create that space, hear them, see them, understand them, and then offer them the metabolic solutions that they need to, you know, to feel better. So I don't know if any of that's helpful, but just try to be very structured with it and have it be very resonant with, it's got to be authentic. People can see right through a lack of authenticity. So yeah, don't be too scripted, be organic. But yeah, I mean, come up with that script and whatnot, practice it until then it's just authentic, organic, and then you can focus on the person, not following your script. Oh gosh, did I say everything from my script? Nah, just go with the flow, have a real conversation with a real person, let them feel the love that you have for them. That's what's going to get you clients.
Mm-hmm. Whew. That was good. That was good to add on to what I was saying there and took it to that next level. That's awesome. So we'll just take that snippet and throw it in the course or put it in AFTMP.
Yeah.
So that's, you can get those concepts right there. You're going to rock your discovery calls, your free consultations, your paid consultations, whatever you want to call those. That's it. And they're going to pick up on all those things, and you'll be able to help people, and you know, you'll be rewarded for the service that you're providing, you know. Probably really under, I would say, for most people, right? So if I can help you to feel better for the next 20 years of your life or 30 years of your life, and what can you pay for that? So good stuff. All right. Hey, a few minutes left here. I've got another hand raised, so hopefully we can cover your question here in the last few minutes here. I've got 480 area code.
Hi.
What's your name there,
Stephanie
480?
Julian. Stephanie Julian.
Well, hello. Hello, new graduate.
Hi there. Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I'm not sure if this is a platform I should ask, and I don't recall us covering it, but I'm asking.
You're making me nervous.
I'm kind of old school. No. I'm old school, new school, and this is all business related. So I've got everything automated, and I've got all my, you know, client files on my computer. However, I work on paper when I'm, you know, interpreting my lab. So do you have any feedback? Does anybody even carry hard copies anymore? Do you have feedback on tools to keep me organized? You know, you go to a doctor and they have, you know, the files that have, they're all color coordinated. I'm not sure if this is an AFDNP question, but it's been on my mind, because even my client reviews, my practicals that I've just completed, I want to have them organized, you know, so I want to practice good habits up front before, you know,
yeah.
I fall behind. I don't want
to. Good question.
So is it random? Yeah. So help me.
No, it's fine. That,
or feedback.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I think we'll end the call with this one for sure. So this, something similar was asked a few weeks ago, maybe it was last week before last. So definitely we might get into say something a little different about this or more detail on the other one there. So check back and look at the show notes there and see what you've got. Since we've got 5 minutes, we'll do the best we can in 5 minutes here with this. So, yeah, great question. You know what? As long as it's written down and you can access it efficiently and you don't spend all your time trying to do admin and you get to spend more time doing the stuff that you want to do, then I think any system's okay. Anything.
Oh,
I mean,
Reed
started
okay
out with pencil and paper, right? So I started out with pencil and paper, and physical folders. I still keep a physical folder for a few documents there for each person. I started with a Word document. I was actually looking at some the other day. I was going through old client files, and I would just have a Word document. I would just have a running narrative there of my case notes and my interpretation notes, put it on a Word document, and saved it there. Every once in a while, a Word document will get corrupted and crash, and that stinks. So I said, well, I do have a backup, but maybe I'll go a little more cloud-based and trust somebody else with my data, right? And hopefully that'll be a little bit better. So I do a little more cloud-based things now. I've cobbled together, it's negative sounding, but several different services that I use to keep track of everything that I do. So I have an IT background, so a lot of mine is as much technical as I can do, as much mobile and portable, and I can go anywhere that I want to with that. I tend more that direction. And there's also, of course, many platforms that you can sign up for that will do a lot of this work for you. There weren't many out there years ago. There's a lot more out there, and even some homegrown ones now with Jen and Jeremy and awesome systems mm-hmm. that they've put together there. So there's a lot of things out there. I would say the biggest thing is you need to be – you may have to stretch a little bit in anything that you do, and anything system you implement is going to take some time to get used to that and become familiar with it. So as long as it's efficient, you can find what you need. It's secure. Everything's sort of backed up and safe feeling there. You can access it quickly so that you don't have to do a ton of time doing it with admin. I don't think there's really a wrong way necessarily to do it. If you are, you can buy a system that can really bog you down, that you hate. I've seen systems like that before. They're designed to – tools that need to be designed to help you be more efficient and get back to doing more of what you want to do, if that's talking about what you're doing on the marketing sales side or meeting with people. That's it. So find the most efficient system that way. Make sure it's scalable too, something I would think about also, that you can access really quickly and that you can grow it, because if you're – you start with one, your clientele is going to grow. So I think I went into a little more detail on some things on the other call about that, but that's the basic things I would think about to start with.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brendan, you got some thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really a big technology guy. It overwhelms me. Honestly, I've got so many things, so many softwares, and everything needs a login, and then passwords are always changing. So it's like I got to log into this to be able to log into that to be able to check this and check that. So, I used to use a lot of Word documents and stuff. Now I've really fully converted over to Biocanic, and I love it. There's a couple like little glitches here and there, but that's where they are literally like month by month, making things more streamlined and user-friendly. But the whole platform was designed for FDNs, and they're so receptive to feedback and making it better. And it was beautiful. Like, it took a little while to transition to it and get my assistant trained up on it, whatever. But, like, yesterday, it was 10 minutes before this consultation. I didn't have a clue who this person was, where they came from, how they got into my calendar. But none of it mattered because I logged into Biocanic. All of her notes were right there. Her intake forms were right there. So all I had to do was log in, take a quick look through, and I was totally ready for that appointment, close the deal, sign them up as a client. So I'm loving Biocanic as far as just the all-in-one, all your notes, all your supplement notes and protocols, all the labs uploaded. So big fan of Biocanic.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Yeah, so check it out. I think do a little research, see what's out there, see what resonates with you. If we're not going to dictate what you have to use, with your business. You find what's good for you. And I think two sides of it I would think about here, and then we'll close out the call here, is your stuff, your back-end stuff that you need for yourself, but also what faces the client is important also. So it might be a great system for you, but then if you're trying to be practical and give your client some things to do and links and documents and things like that, make sure it's really easy for them as far as, I can't please everybody, but make it as doable for them, because that's going to need to be your focus, right? We had to balance the business side, but because I know you've been in business for many years, so but balance what the client's seeing also, the client-facing side of things, whatever you end up. All right. Well, Stephanie, hope that was helpful. Again, congratulations to you. We just said your name here in the beginning as a graduate, so excited to see what you're going to do, as well as Victoria and Vanity. And good questions. Good call here today. Brendan, thanks for being on with me. And
my brother.
Yeah. Thanks, callers, too. And guys, I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great weekend. See you soon.
See you guys.